Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. I tell you, God is so good and gracious. And I thank you for tuning in. I believe you're going to learn something today. You know, a lot of people ask me a question. What does God do? And what God really is? What does it do and what he really is? Well, number one, what he does is call those things that be not as though they were. That's Romans 4:17. Now, what God is the fruits of the Spirit. And I want to talk about those fruits of the Spirit. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. And I like this last statement, against such there is no law. The reason why there's no law in God, because he's love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Now, that's what he is. Now, what he does is call those things that be not as though they were. And that's why he wants us to call those things that be not as though they were. See, that's why Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 says, be ye therefore imitators of God as dear children in every area of your life. Now, look what St. John 15, verses 4 and 5 says, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. See, so when you understand, that's called branch life. We are the branches, God is the vine. And we can't do nothing without him of any substance whatsoever at all. Why? Because he's the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, the temperance, and against such there is no law. So if you flow in these fruits of the Spirit the way God wants you to, there will be no law against you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You'll get blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in, blessed going out. Sickness, disease will have no part in your body because your body, he took your infirmity, he bore your sickness. By his stripes ye were healed. Now think about that for a minute, see. Now most people love the gifts of the Spirit. Now I love the gifts, don't misunderstand me, but no one should ever build their ministry on the gifts. They should build their ministry on the Word. But you can build your whole life on the fruit of the Spirit. Spiritually, physically, financially, because that's what God is. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. And against such, there is no law. Now, when you do that, you are abiding in him and he's abiding in you. And you've heard me say it thousands of times, the only Jesus some people may ever see is the Jesus in you or the Jesus in me. So what does God do? He calls those things to be not as though they were. What he is, he's the fruit of the Spirit. That's why God is love. And the joy of the Lord, you know, years and years ago, maybe 30 years, might be 35 years ago, John Hagee, a great friend of mine, called me the apostle of joy. What a blessing, what a tag. And it has stuck with me all those years. I love joy. I like it because it makes me feel good. I love peace. Peace means possession of adequate resource. That is a blessing to God. All these wonderful attributes that God is the fruit of the Spirit. Now, when people take a piece of fruit off your branch, does it taste good? Ah, that we have to figure out here. See, in other words, are you producing the same sweetness as God is? Oh, Lord, I'm starting to preach it here. So you faith that fact, and guess what? Your life will be marvelous in this life, even though trouble goes everywhere. Trouble cometh, it just does, you see? Because that's life, you know? Satan's ruling and reigning in here. But we made up our mind that greater is he who's in us than he was in the world. If God be for us, who could be against us? I like to say, who? Think about that. I'm more than a conqueror. Oh, I like that. See, and when you understand that, you faith that fact, anything that comes your way, you've already conquered because of what Christ did. Now think about it. Let that get inside of you. What does he do? He calls those things to be not as though they were. What is he? He's the fruit of the Spirit. That's Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. Now, if you live like that, that's Ephesians 5, verse 1, be ye therefore imitators of God as dear children. Oh, I'm telling you what, you'll be one of the finest people anybody ever meets. And I mean that sincerely. Did you learn something today? It's a very simple little teaching. Leave your faith to fact, because it is living reality. And I tell you what, so many people need this teaching today. People need love, joy, peace, long-suffering. They need it. You know it, and I know it. Faith that fact and go do something wonderful for God today, okay? See ya. Bye-bye.